In this video, I'm going to tell you all about layer styles inside of GIMP. And inside of GIMP, they're called layer effects, and you need to add a plugin in order for them to work. And for this, you need to go to Help, GIMP Online, and click on Plugin Registry. And when you do so, this website will pop up, and this is the GIMP plugin registry, and you can find all sorts of plugins in here, all for free. And well, I believe there are over 100, if not more. But for now, we are looking for the layer effects plugins. So go to the right here to the search field and type in layer effects and click on search. And the first link that will pop in is your layer effects plugin. So click on it. And at the top here, it will tell you what effects will all be in this plugin. And there are two versions of this plugin, the scriptful version and the Pythonful version. And if you're on Windows, you want the scriptful version. If you have Linux, you might want to download the Pythonful version because it has a preview. I'm going to talk about the scriptful version because most people will have Windows instead of Linux. So I'm going to explain that one. For the scriptful version, there are two files down here, and for the scriptful version you need to download the top one, and for that you need to right click on it and then save link as or save target as, whatever it is in your browser, and then it's best to just save it to your desktop. And once you have saved it to your desktop, you need to put it in a folder inside your computer. And here I've written down the path to the folder if you are on Windows XP. So pause it for a bit if you need to search for it. And you need to finally put it in the scripts folder. And this is the path for Windows XP. If you don't know, if you're in Vista, I don't know what the path is to the script folder, but to find out, go to GIMP, click on Edit, click on Preferences, then click on Folders, and then click on Scripts, and there will be two folders shown where you can put it in. And I suggest you put it in the folder with your name in it, because that's your own folder and not the one with all the scripts that are already in GIMP in it, so it's easier to find it back later. So that's where you need to put them in. And now I'm going to go back to GIMP and explain something about the script. So we're back in GIMP, and if all is well, you have just put your script inside of the grepped folder, the file you just downloaded. And for it to work, you need to go to Filters, Scriptful, and click Refresh Scripts. And what you will see happening is that up here, a new menu item will appear. It's still refreshing now. There it is, scriptful. If this doesn't happen, then you need to restart GIMP, and then it will be there unless you put it in the wrong folder. And then just go to Edit Preferences and what I described earlier, and see if you put it in the correct folder. But if you have, there's scriptful here, and you click on it, and here's layer effects. For you, all the others might not show there if you haven't put any other scripts inside of GIMP. And here you see all the options. And first I want to talk about bevel and emboss. And here it is. And these are the default settings. And when you first start to play with bevel and emboss, I suggest you set style to inner bevel. This is just for first time playing around with it, because it has the most effect. So when I click OK and leave the rest normal, then you can see the effect immediately. Here. It has a nice sort of outline to it. I'm gonna undo this and show you two more things that I think are important. And that's about the pattern overlay. And here it is. And doesn't matter what I fill in when I click OK. All I get are these two error messages. So pattern overlay in scriptful doesn't work. If you have Pythonful installed, and just so you know, layer effects will be on their layer, and pattern overlay will work. But in scriptful, it doesn't. In order to get pattern overlay to work, go to the layer you want to overlay the pattern on, and then click on Lock Alpha Channel, and then search for your pattern in the bucket fill tool here. Just there are lots of patterns here, and just search for one, and let's say you want this leopard pattern. Make sure that pattern fill is ticked and fill whole area is ticked here. And this mode set to normal. Normally it is, but for me it wasn't right now. And then just click on your layer, and there your pattern is on it. So that's very easy to put a pattern on a layer like this, like that. You don't need to lock the transparency when you want to fill a whole area, but you do when you want to fill just this text, because that means that the background, the transparent background, won't be filled up with anything, that you cannot draw on it or anything. And that's why you need to lock the alpha channel. The transparent background is called the alpha channel. Okay, next thing I want to, the last thing I want to tell you about layer effects is, sorry, something went wrong with the recording, so I have to do the last bit over again. And what I wanted to show you was about gradient overlay. There is an option for gradient overlay in this script, but it's very hard to get it right with these settings. So you're better off just ignoring this option and doing it manually. And for that you need to go to your toolbox and select your blend tool, and then pick out a nice gradient. You can pick a gradient from the list here, or just two colors, your foreground and your background color, then that those can be your gradient. And then do the same thing as you did with your pattern overlay. Just lock the transparency of the layer you want to put the gradient on, and then when you're in your blend tool here, just stroke down or up or from the side like this to get a gradient overlay. And you can also play around with the shape and repeat settings to get different effects. And let's say I make a square and I repeat this like this, and then when I pull down, then it looks like this. So that's there are a lot of possibilities with the shape and the repeat with the gradients. So that's all I wanted to tell you about layer effects inside of GIMP. I hope you liked this video, and there will be more, so subscribe.